Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for a swim lesson, or for a sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
A look at early ADP and the worst values so far right now on FFT Express. All right, we're looking at the worst values on Fantasy Pros PPR overall average draft position. We'll go round by round. Here we go. Round one, Gibbs, Bijan, Chase, Puka, JSN, McCaffrey, St. Brown, Taylor, Genty, Jefferson, James Cook, CeeDee Lamb.
It's McCaffrey for me. I would rather have St. Brown and Taylor, for example, over McCaffrey. Not by much. But I think when you just talk about what the negatives are for him, we know what the positives. If he stays healthy, he hopefully will be great. But you're talking about a 30-year-old running back coming off a 450 total touch season. That's a lot to ask for a guy that last time we saw this, over 400 total touches in 2023. 2024, he only played four games. So I'm a little bit concerned about McCaffrey. I would not take him at sixth overall.
We just did a whole show on discounts, players that had disappointing 2024, 2025 seasons and now are discounted in 2026. It's amazing to me that Ashton Genty is still 10th overall after how disappointing he was. I thought that's where you were going to go, but I guess I just don't know Jamie very well.
No, I would take him in round two, but McCaffrey at sixth overall is a little concerning.
All right, next round, we've got Barkley, Chase Brown, Achan, Devon Achan, Hampton, Kenneth Walker, Drake London, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, Nico Collins, and Jeremiah Love.
Yeah, I'm going to start at the top with Saquon Barkley. I would rather have Achan than Barkley still. I would rather have Hampton than Barkley, and I'd rather have Ken Walker than Barkley. I'm excited that Barkley's going to get more involved in the passing game, but I think, again, we're chasing his 2,000-yard season from 2 years ago. We have offensive line concerns because that group is a year older and was really struggling with injuries last year. System change, which I think, again, will be a benefit to him, but I would rather have Barkley toward the middle to the end of round two than at the top of round two.
Okay, let's go to 25 and beyond. Pickens, round three. Pickens, Josh Allen, Breece Hall, Chris Olave, Rashee Rice, Devontae Smith, Kyren Williams, Travis Etienne Achane, Javonte Williams, Malik Nabers, Zay Flowers, and Ladd McConkey. A lot to choose from here.
Yeah, I hate a lot of these players in this range at their cost. I'm actually going to go with Breece Hall's just too high.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot to like about him. I think he gets back closer to what we've seen when he's at his peak. I don't like the report that Aaron Glenn wants to use all three running backs. I think that's more coach speak than anything else. But I think the offense will be better. I think the coaching will be better. I'm hopeful that Breece Hall will stay healthy, but taking him at 27th overall, you're drafting him at really what his ceiling is, and I think that's just too soon.
Breece Hall, does Breece Hall have a Steve Holt quality to it, and has someone else done that before? I need to know, because I said Breece Hall, and I thought, Steve Holt! So, I don't know, I need some help from the people. All right, round four, that's what you get on this podcast. Garrett Wilson, T. Higgins, Tedderall McMillan, Emeka Abuka, I like it so far, Josh Jacobs, Colston Loveland, Luther Burden, Cam Scadaboo, Terry McLaurin, Jalen Waddle, David Montgomery, Devontae Adams.
A lot of guys who should be going in round three comparatively to round four. For me, it's Jalen Waddle. I know it's at the end of round four. I just don't expect him to perform at the same heights that Dave does, barring an injury. But if everybody stays healthy in Denver, we've seen the target leader max out at about 130 targets over the last 2 years with Bo Nix. That was without a Cortland Sutton pairing with Jalen Waddle. That was with Cortland Sutton leading the team. So I think Waddle will be good. I think he's going to be a very good number two wide receiver. I would not draft him. I think he's okay at wide receiver 23, but I would not draft him here in round four.
Quick commercial break. When we come back, rounds five and more on Fantasy Football Today.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome back to the worst ADPs in early ADP on Fantasy Pros overall PPR rankings, or ADP rather, not rankings. I think I said ADP enough times. I should have known that. Okay, round five, Lamar Jackson, Jameson Williams, Travion Henderson, DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Quinshon Judkins, Mike Evans, Basil Tuten, Christian Watson, Bucky Irving, Joe Burrow, Rome Odunze.
Yeah, a few guys going too early. I'll just put the two at the top, number two and number three on this list. Jameson Williams, we talked about this on the rankings debate show that we did on Monday. I think he's got an opportunity to still be a borderline number two receiver. I would prefer to draft him as a number three receiver, and I would not take him in 50th overall. And then Travion Henderson, look, he was good at times last year. I don't think he can be great unless Ramondre Stevenson gets hurt or there's a significant role change. So Henderson would not be somebody I'm taking at RB21 at 51st overall.
And we're into round six. Carnell Tate, Drake May, Jadarian Price, Tyler Warren, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr., Parker Washington, Caleb Williams, Brian Thomas Jr., Jalen Warren, Jordan Tyson, and Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, some questionable values in this round as well. I'll just go with the guy at the bottom and Jordan Tyson. I don't like the fact that he's not healthy right now for a guy that had an injury question coming into the NFL. So hopefully they're just being cautious and this hamstring injury is not something that's going to linger, but we have soft tissue injury already for, again, a guy that you'll struggle with it at Arizona State. Jordan Tyson should not be drafted at this point.
Not sure Caleb Williams should either, man. I love Caleb Williams, but it's almost like, you know, think about Drake May last year. Drake May was something like QB 12 or 13 in ADP. We were projecting, hoping for the big year. Caleb Williams hasn't done that yet. It's being treated like he already has, I think, to go to QB 6 when there's so many great values.
Little call. Yeah.
Because it's been frustrating, honestly, because I want to draft Caleb Williams. I just don't think I should when I like, I mean, we keep going here. Jalen Hurts is the first pick of round seven. DK Metcalf, Justin Herbert, Alec Pierce, Ramondre Stevenson, Dak Prescott, Cortland Sutton, Tony Pollard, Trevor Lawrence, RJ Harvey, Mekhi Lemon, Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, it's RJ Harvey. You know, just a guy that may not be the best running back on his team. We saw last year in the first 10 games of the season when J.K. Dobbins was healthy, RJ Harvey was struggling to be a productive fantasy option. He did very well when Dobbins got hurt, but a lot of it was his touchdowns as opposed to what he was doing as a rusher. You add in Jonah Coleman, you have Harvey now dealing with the shoulder injury. I'm going to guess he slides a little bit after this news, but I would not be taking RJ Harvey here either.
Okay, last round for this show. It's a fun exercise, by the way. Kenneth Gainwell, Rico Dowdle. We're in round eight. Gainwell Dowdle, Michael Wilson, Jackson Dart, Quentin Johnston, Matthew Stafford. By the way, Quentin Johnston is wide receiver 40, if you're curious. Matthew Stafford is QB 12. I'll say the names again. RB 32, Kenneth Gainwell, Rico Dowdle, Michael Wilson, Jackson Dart, Quentin Johnston, Matthew Stafford, Michael Pittman, Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Reed, Chris Godwin, Harold Fannin Jr., and Brock Purdy.
There's really not anybody that stands out that's like just bad value. It's probably Pittman, just because, again, going to a new team, Aaron Rodgers was good at times last year, but he wasn't necessarily great for his receivers. And so does Pittman have an opportunity? You've talked about this a lot. Does he make more sense for Rodgers at this point because of the routes that he'll run? And that might be the case. But I think when you start to look at some of the receivers in this range, like, I would much rather have Chris Godwin than Michael Pittman just going into the season. Now, that might not be what ends up happening by the end of the year, but I think Godwin's just in a better spot with what his role is in Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield by comparison, especially without Mike Evans there. So a lot of good values here, especially for the tight ends. You know, if you can get one of these tight ends in this spot, especially once you go a little bit further than some of the names you listed with Kyle Pitts and Sam Laporta, that's fantastic. But I don't think there's really anything like tremendously that jumps off the page. Like, this is just bad value at this spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that should be the case, right? Where I originally thought Kenneth Gainwell was bad value, but to hear Ty Bowles talk about it, you know, call him a 1B running back, I think I was probably wrong on that, and he belongs around 90th overall. And that is it for Fantasy Football Today Express. Thanks for watching and listening. Talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today.